For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Pacific Watch. Vegas Report. Jeff Bliss arrives, all very happy for the year that Vegas has had, naming it a sports capital, in addition to all the extras that are piling in, such as a huge In-N-Out burger place. Jeff preaches In-N-Out. I've never been there. Don't know it, but he says it's the best California-based, but it's growing across the country. A two-story In-N-Out on the Strip, which I don't know either. And Vegas, I'd passed through once in a plane. That's the best. That's the closest I came to the Strip. We also talk with Jim McKay in Lancaster about robot taxis by 2035. Nobody owns a car, or you don't need to own a car, especially rural America. You have robot taxis wandering around or parked waiting for a call. They show up. You tell them where you're going. They take you there. You get out. When you come home, you get another robot taxi. It's going to be here, whether it's 10 years or 20. It's going to be here. We can see it. New Dragon Capsule. We'll wait on Dragon Capsule. Much more exciting to talk small business. The small business is bullish, says Gene Marks. Bullish, but they're cautious. There are indications that we have a mixed road ahead. The observation Gene brings to the table is that while interest rates have been reduced by the Federal Reserve, mortgage rates have been climbing, having to do with Treasury bonds, and it's very complicated. I didn't follow all of it. You can see the facts. Mortgages are not coming down as the interest rates come down, and that slows up house formation, and that slows up small business clients. Gene also worries about AI. He says the big companies are investing a lot of money into artificial intelligence. Why? Something called artificial agents. That is, someone in the office, a robot, who can put all your clients in a bin, know who's paid, who's behind, who needs a note, who has a question, and do all that without asking you for guidance every day, 24 hours a day. What that means is no overhead for a person to do that job. And the robot doesn't make mistakes, at least that's the theory. In my work, if I had a robot sweeping, I use Claude now for copy editing, but I could use Claude for everything and just dictate to him. Gene also tells me that we're getting close, that I could put all my library of interviews, and that's a big number, all together, and the AI would sort it out and come back with original podcasts or any version of my podcast. Say I said I want a record of Gene Marks talking about fill in the blank restaurants. The AI could come back with all the interviews I've done with Gene Marks on restaurants, all arranged in one lengthy podcast or as many as I want. I said, cool, I'll read about it. Not yet ready, but I'm warming up. And then the conversation turned to California with Bill Whelan. The high-speed train is not happening. There's no money in California for it, and unlikely that actually negative that the Trump administration would spend money. Apparently, Ramaswamy has already identified California bullet train as something to cut. It needs $140 billion, and that's a down payment. So it will remain isolated, partial construction to the state prison, I believe. I lost track. And then I speak to Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. He's in Milan. We talk about what a good year Milan had, even a better year by the Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. You can see photographs of Musk hugging her at Mar-a-Lago, Trump hugging her at Mar-a-Lago. She's a pixie-sized fireball. Amazing. And she's clearly the most stable and aggressive and friendly and competent leader in all of Europe. Germany needs a new leader. France is exhausted. Britain is struggling with Sir Keir Starmer, who is called, well, they call him names. Let's leave it that way. On to my conversation with Professor Sean McMeekin, whom I've talked to over the years. Wonderful version of, it's called To Overthrow the World, The Rise and Fall and Rise of Communism. Beginning with the French philosophers, concentrating on Karl Marx and then how Lenin took over Karl Marx. There are no keys to communism, but there's this. Marxism, Babeuf and the French philosophers, Robespierre, and then Stalin and his successors. Communism, socialism, as we understand it, depends upon political violence. Without violence, there is no communism. To Sean McMeekin's telling, no communism has ever been voted in. It's political violence, which is why Lenin saw the opportunity with an imperialist war. He wanted Russia to lose because that would increase the revolution. He was right. In a peasant-dominated culture, the revolution came out of the cities, Petersburg, and they moved themselves to Moscow because they were afraid of foreign armies circling the imperial city of Leningrad. It was originally Leningrad. It's meant to be Leningrad. That's the capital in everybody's mind, except for they moved it to Moscow in the early part of the 20th century. I imagine they could move it back. Right now they're going through the tantrum phase of getting over the Tsar. This hour that I speak with Sean, there's a second hour. We take it right up until Lenin's death and Stalin asserting the terror. Like every other terror, he kills willy-nilly, and then he kills the people who killed for him, and then he kills, well, you understand, they execute the executioners. Next edition, which will be Monday night, is of the rise of communism in China, Mao, political violence. Tiananmen, political violence. Mao, political violence. It's not meant to be a difficult lesson. All the rhetoric that Marx came up with, oppress and oppressor, that's the world, according to Marx. Or you have nothing to lose but your chains. All those doubling up jingles that he writes, that's his contribution. And it's repeated endlessly, right before and right after the political violence. And then a conversation with Peter Berkowitz about woke. Enough said about that, but it's, woke is derivative of derivative of derivative of Marxist language. Oppress and oppressor, that's Marx, dividing the world like that. Expropriate the expropriators, that's Marx, I'm not mocking him. Jingles. And we've got a watered-down version of a watered-down version today. And then Henry Sikorski joins to do the year 2024, and looking to 2025 about nukes. Nuclear force, space force, air force. Something's got to give, Henry identifies, in the budget. There's not money and time for all three to advance equally. And Henry's observation is that space force is going to grow more than the nuclear force, more than the air force. We'll see. 2025 is ahead of us. And oh yes, one more thing I forgot to mention. They're building a new Dragon capsule, which is why there's a delay in fetching the Starliner astronauts on the ISS. A new Dragon capsule. This will be number 5 for SpaceX. Why? Bob Zimmerman says because there's tourist demand. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.